Philanthropy is a great way to make an impact on your community and can even help you feel happier. It's a nice perk, though I hope it's not the only reason you would give. But so often when it comes to giving, it's hard to see how your efforts have helped someone else. There's a new book out called Simple Giving, Easy Ways to Give Every Day. Describes how much of an impact you really can make in the lives of others. And our guest, author Jennifer Iacovelli, talks about creative ways that you and I can give back to our communities. She's a professional writer, new media marketing consultant, and the author of Simple Giving, Easy Ways to Give Every Day, published by Penguin Random House. She also blogs on another, her blog is titled AnotherJennifer.com and is the creator of the Simple Giving Lab. And Jennifer, so glad you could join us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I really am so happy to have you with us. It's really a fun and helpful and useful and interesting book. Most of us, I think most of us donate. I know many people probably every week, at least if they go to church, they may donate at church every week. And some people may donate, may not even be thinking about it, but in some ways they can be donating every day, as you point out in your book.
Right, right. You know, and the key is to sort of think about donating or giving or philanthropy in different ways, not just... It doesn't have to be donating money or even time. There's so many ways we can give.
Absolutely. And you talk about the connotations that the word charity has. Maybe talk about those and why, what those are and why they exist.
Well, I know. I think sometimes charity tends to have a negative connotation to it just because, like, oh, we have to help these people or this cause. It's almost like, oh, okay, you know, it's almost a burden to us in some cases when you hear that word. I hope it's not that case for everybody, but I have heard that. And I think a lot of times when you think about charity in that sense, it's like, well, you have to give, and there's no sort of meaning in it. Whereas I look at, you know, giving, philanthropy is more of, I don't know how to describe it, maybe sort of holistic, like you want to make an impact, you want to give, and you can see how you can give. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to be Bill Gates or have a ton of money. There are different ways you can make an impact, and you can make a difference, and it's not, you know, you don't have to have a burden of trying to solve a particular problem or having a certain amount of money.
You know, it's funny, you talk, actually there are some stories you tell in the book that I thought, oh my goodness, I did those things. For example, well, one I'll just give right now, you talk about your work in Nicaragua, and I spent time in Nicaragua in Portuga bases.
Oh.
And did...
That's great.
Did some work over there in the town and also with the Mosquito Indian tribe that was nearby. And so it was fun for me to read what you had to say about the same place. But I think that giving, I like the what you write about giving making us happy and healthy.
Exactly, exactly. And there have actually even been studies that have shown that people who have a life that's filled with altruism, you have lower inflammation levels. And, you know, and we know what it's like, you know, just with simple acts of kindness. It feels good to, you know, have somebody else randomly, you know, pay for your coffee, for example. And it feels good to do that for somebody else. It you know, adds a little bit of meaning to your life that, you know, you might not otherwise have.
Mm-hmm. So your definition of giving, it's not just money.
Right.
It's give me a few examples of simple giving.
Sure. And there's in the book there's six different giving models basically. And so sort of the broad examples are just everyday acts of kindness. And like I said, it could be just anonymously paying for somebody's coffee. There's also I sort of look at new ways to approach philanthropy. A lot of people donate money at the end of the year. You know, it's the holidays, it's the end of the calendar year, I want to get some stuff for my, tax exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you pooled your money with other friends throughout the year, and then at the end of the year or in, every few months, you donated to a cause that you all, means a lot to you. You could have, a much bigger contribution that way. There's also just, shopping consciously. Paying attention to where you buy your products or who you buy them from or where the products come from. Buying locally, fair trade, things like that. Just everyday kind of stuff. And I write about how people who have just a real passion for certain things and they take action on that. It might be advocacy. It might be, there are a couple of stories about women who have lost children and they do things that are really, that help support other parents who are in the same situation. And it could be making giving part of your business model if you're a business owner, just building that within the business, not just donating here and there, but actually having impact, say with every purchase or something like that. There's also what I call giving it forward, which is basically, when you are giving and doing these, simple things every day, you're sharing it with other people and you're sort of, you're walking the walk and you're talking the talk and you're inspiring others to do the same.
Jennifer Iacovelli, our guest today, as we talk with her about her book, Simple Giving. It's a really interesting book and a fun book to read. There's lots of great examples of every one of the points that the general points that she brought up as for each chapter that she has in the book. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments or your own experiences. How do you give in your community? Do you have creative ways to give back? Money-wise or not, other ways to do it, love to hear about it. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Dave in Augusta has a comment. Dave, hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, good afternoon. I want to share a little experience that I had about 7 years ago. In Eau Claire, I was shopping at a big chain store. I'm going to say the name is Walmart. and I was going to purchase a couple trolling motor batteries for my boat, along with a gas can, and I had my wife's check, which did not have my name on it, by the way. I was in line at the checkout, and the lady behind the counter said, "Well, we can't take your check, Dave. Your name's not on it." And I had my ID there. Oh no! And then the lady behind me says, "Don't worry, I've got it."
Oh wow!
And it was a lady probably in her 50s or 60s, and she said, "Don't worry about it, I'll pay for it." And I begged her for her name, and I said, "I got a check right here, I'll write it." She says, "Just do it for somebody else." She said, "Just pay it forward." And you know what? Larry and your guests, I have done that ever since then. Compassion.
That's awesome.
And compassion and being nice to people really makes you feel well. And like you were talking about health, it really makes you feel good. And I think it prolongs your life, whether it's just giving somebody a quarter that they're short at the checkout or paying it for or opening up a car door for somebody or holding the door open for somebody. It's what I do now. And that has changed my life ever since that one day 7 years ago.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's an awesome story, Dave. I really appreciate that. And as you were telling that story, I was thinking of, you mentioned a business, and then I was also thinking about Jennifer's business models. And I can tell one other story. That friend of mine who's a Middle Eastern descent was at a shoe store for the first time, and it was from out of town, out of Madison. But he went there and was purchasing shoes for I think like five family members. And he did not have, the place didn't take credit cards. And he didn't have his checkbook. And the owner of the store said, well, I tell you what, here's the bill. When you get back home, just mail me a check.
Oh, wow.
And he said, rest assured, I have never done business with any other store.
Right. Shoe
store in my life. He said, I really wanted to turn around and drive back with a check. But he said, right. I put it in the mail. And talk about a business model that brought on good feelings. And, of course, he told everybody that story.
I was going to say, he probably tells everybody about that. Absolutely. That's great.
And businesses, just as business models, what other, you give some good examples on the business side of things, but what are a couple of examples?
Sure. You know, every now and then you see businesses who will donate, you know, money here and there, like set aside a month or something, you know, like October happens a lot with breast cancer awareness. But there are some really great models that work year-round, and they just incorporate giving into their actual business model, like I said. One of my, you know, favorite examples is a company called MitScoots. Mm-hmm. MitScoots. And they sell socks. But they have this, they call it the get plus give plus employ model. So when you purchase, when you get a pair of socks from them, you're also giving a pair of socks to someone in need. They work with a lot of, you know, homeless shelters. And they also employ, and they're focused mainly on the homeless. They employ people who are basically, you know, lifting themselves out of homelessness, and they need to have some experience working. They might not have, you know, sometimes it's hard to get a job if you don't have an address or don't have, you know, reliable transportation, et cetera. So he gives them a chance to, to work, you know, with, I think they like assemble the socks or something like that, package them and things like that. And they become a part of their work culture as well. So it's a really neat thing of, you know, there's sort of, you know, you can feel good about your purchase and the company itself as well.
I think that's a just absolutely wonderful example of a business model that I suppose not every business can do that, but there are other creative ways to do it.
Sure.
If you're at different businesses as well.
Right. And, you know, and there is a couple, you know, I know of a few businesses who will, you know, give a meal for every purchase. And when you look at it, you know, the cost of a meal, you can look it up. I think it's the Feeding America site, actually. You can look up what it costs to provide a meal in your area. And a lot of times it's under $5. It's just, you know. And so, you know, you could pick a particular product or, you know, something, you know, a service or something, you know, whatever triggers that giving. And then at the end of the month, maybe write a check for however many, you know, mm-hmm. meals that is and send it to your local soup kitchen or homeless shelter or whatever. But, you know, when you sort of explore different ways that makes sense for your own business, there's opportunities out there.
Lori in Hales Corners has a comment. Hi, Lori. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for the show. I'm calling because my husband and I live in a senior living place, and we decided to come here before we really needed to. And the idea was to put down roots and be a community and help. You know, we can help other people when we're just a little younger and more able. And they as we get older, they're going to do more helping of us. And we've already done some of that. So that's one of the things. And there's just ever so many ways. People are all different here, and you'd never realize it until you moved in. And then the other thing is, the other day, Ware Nature Center had a special day with the Culvers over here. Mm-hmm. And they were providing a certain portion of income from people eating there on that day if they signed something, a receipt. And so I invited the family over there. So we wanted to give to Ware because their funding is going down, and I wanted the public to know that.
No. See, that's a wonderful story, and Laurie mentioned Culver's, and Culver's does that for many many organizations, which is a kind of, and other businesses do as well. I shouldn't only mention Culver's, but that's one where a certain percentage of what sort of is either profit or gross for the day goes to a specific charity.
Right. And she's talking about, you know, telling other people about it too, and that's another just way to, you know, even if you can't, you know, purchase a lot, you could still tell other people about it and mm-hmm. spread the word.
Yeah, and their own way of working at a senior center by actually moving in.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool as well.
Exactly.
Laurie, thank you so much. Sonia in Viroqua, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. It's Sonia Neuenhaus here. My father has a neat story that the shoe story reminded me of.
Ah.
He is an immigrant from Holland and had a educational film business that he started from scratch when he came to America. And one sad evening, a semi passed his VW van where he had all of his films as he was traveling to local libraries. And the car was totaled. It was a stormy night. And he was not too badly hurt, but he was a new immigrant and a young family man and had a really hard time figuring out how to buy a new van. And he went back to the dealer, just said what happened, and the Volkswagen dealer, I believe it was in Janesville, gave him a whole new van.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And so imagine an immigrant, you know, receiving such a large, generous gift from a business owner that he didn't really know. And, of course, then he always purchased from that dealer and told everybody and gave forward. And it's, you know, maybe Volkswagen today can learn a lesson from that.
Oh.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's a good example, too, of how being the recipient of something like that can really change your life. You know, it can really make an impact and change your perspective and how you give in the future.
Sonia, yeah, thank you so much for calling. It's so fun to hear your voice again.
Yeah.
Sonia was a student of mine many years ago, quite a few years back, and she and her husband and kids, I see them every once in a while now. So it's fun to hear. But I haven't seen her for a while, so it's fun to hear her and her voice and that great story. Appreciate it. John in Green Bay. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I hope my comments are on topic because I just tuned in. I was traveling to a wedding in Lower Michigan this summer on brand new tires, and unfortunately the wheel weights came off, and that Saturday morning I went into a local tire shop, not the company that had sold me the tires here in Wisconsin, and they immediately took me because they knew I was headed to a wedding, checked my car over completely, wound up balancing all four tires, and I asked them how much I owed them. I knew they could take advantage of me because I was out of town. They said, just a handshake.
Ah.
That's awesome. It's so wonderful to hear these stories.
Don't you feel so good?
Yeah.
You know, I think most people are good and they want to do the right thing.
Sure.
And sometimes, as we've heard with some of the calls today, sometimes we don't know. Know we're even doing the right thing, or that
right.
we're doing things, and other times we sometimes are not sure exactly how to go about it and what we can do, and that's one of the reasons I like your book so much.
Thank you. And you know, and the whole point is to sort of just keep giving top of mind, like recognizing the opportunities that there are out there to give. I know, like, you know, the other morning I had to sign a I'm a mom, mm-hmm. and I had to sign a permission slip for a field trip, and there was a small fee, and I noticed a little note at the bottom that said, you know, if you, you know, it's $6, but if you want to add a little bit to help, you know, other kids, because not every kid is going to be able to afford the fee, So, you know, that was my opportunity. Like, okay, $12, you know, done. I feel
Pay
good about it.
For another student.
You know, I know, I'm sure there's going to be at least one or two students in the class who aren't going to be able to afford it, and, you know, I'll be able to help with that. So it's like seeing those opportunities and taking advantage of them.
The other day I was driving home, and I had in an area where I had to drive pretty slowly in the street downtown, and there was a woman who just had a sign. She said, I'm homeless and I'm hungry. And I looked at her and it just struck me. And so I actually went around the block, came back, parked, and got $20 out of my billfold and gave her $20 and got back in the car and took off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and she seemed to be really happy. But I was probably even happier. I felt good about myself, and it was well worth $20 to make somebody else happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, how's your book doing? How will your book be doing? Oh, your book is full of great ideas, Jennifer. And I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. It just flew by. You know what? I hope we can do this again. Would you mind coming back and being with us again?
I would love that. This has been fun. I love hearing all the stories.
Yeah, well, and we didn't get to all the stories. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And we have a link on our Facebook page to Jennifer's blog and to her book. The book is titled Simple Giving, Easy Ways to Give Every Day. It's chock full of great ideas and great stories that are going to make you feel good, too. That's another advantage of that book. And I want to thank you for listening. And please stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.